You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Like thousands of young women with dreams of making it in show business, Karen Carlson left Shreveport, Louisiana and headed for Hollywood in the mid-1960s. She beat the odds, first with landing parts in television variety shows and later getting cast in television programs and major motion pictures. She visits Shreveport this week to conduct an actor's workshop at Centenary College. She shares with us her history and how she broke into show business.
I was born and raised in Shreveport. I grew up here. I graduated high school at C.E. Byrd. I went on to the University of Arkansas through events that happened there. I went out to Los Angeles and started a career. That was 1964, and I actually started in variety shows. They were still alive and well then, although it was a dying era. And after getting my feet wet in that and realizing I knew nothing, I went off to New York to study and had the blessing to study with, I call them the masters, Stella Adler and Uta Hagen and Meisner, and went back to L.A. and had a career.
And quite a career it's been. Looking over your accomplishments, you have the resume that would be the envy of any actor. You started out, of course, as you said, in variety shows with Bob Hope. You worked with James Garner, comedian Phyllis Diller, Red Skelton, and then, of course, television and movies. One movie that stands out is the film which is oddly enough appropriate given today's news, The Candidate with Robert Redford, in that you played his wife. Tell me about that.
Yes, that was really my first big break, I guess you would say. And I had auditioned with Redford, and he basically handpicked me. And he became my mentor. I mean, he set the standard, the level for how I wanted to work. And my learning experience was in that film, Melvin Douglas, Peter Boyle, just an amazing ensemble of actors. And so that was the level that I set for myself. I thought, wow.
And so you're visiting Shreveport and conducting an actor's workshop this Friday afternoon at Centenary College. Tell me, what does this workshop involve?
This is really just a workshop. It's more like an introduction to what I feel are techniques that give you a base as an actor, but as a human being. What you're searching for as an actor is to find those moments of truth and bring them, whether it's to the screen or the stage. And you have to come from a place of truth in order to be able to do that.
Karen Carlson's Inner Actor Workshop will take place this Friday afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. in Marjorie Lyons Playhouse at Centenary College in Shreveport. To learn more, go to karencarlson.org and click on the contact button. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.